الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. الصحابي رضي الله عنه we learn about today is one of those who embraced Islam in the early stages. Imagine he is one of the seventh people, foremost people to embrace Islam. He was by the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout. He comes from Makkah Mukarramah. He embraced Islam at a very young age. He supported Deen from the beginning. When it came to make Qurbani and sacrifice and leave their lands to go to Abyssinia, he was of them. And then they heard the rumors that Muslims are now given better treatment in Makkah by Quraysh, and Quraysh are not harming them anymore. He returned to Makkah. And he finds that the news and the rumors that had reached them in Abyssinia was untrue. Then came the time of Hijrah. He made Hijrah. He made sacrifice. Who is this Sahabi? A Sahabi, we very seldom take his name, sadly. Allah give us tawfiq to learn about the Sahaba, radiallahu anhu. The Sahabi we learn of today is none other than Utbah ibn Ghazwan. Utbah ibn Ghazwan bin Jabir bin Wahib, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Ghazwan al-Mazini, Halifu bani Abdi Shams. So Utbah radiallahu anhu sacrificed for Allah's deen, sacrificed in the path of Allah. Throughout he sacrificed and he strove. Even when Hijrah takes place, himself and Miqdad bin Amr al-Aswad radiallahu anhu migrated together. And in Medina Munawwara they stayed with Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu anhu. Faith Sahabi, Abbad. One report says they stayed with Abdullah bin Salama al-Ijlani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed great khidmat on the shoulders of these Sahaba. For example, Ya Utbah radiallahu anhu. In the initial stages, Muslims were not allowed to fight the mushrikeen back. They were told to make sabr and tolerate. But then their insistence and their oppression increased to a great extent, where Allah Ta'ala then allowed the Muslims to fight back. And then Allah's instruction came. But the initial stages, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a group of 8 Sahaba radiallahu anhum under Abdullah bin Jahash radiallahu anhu to watch for a caravan of Quraysh under Amr bin Hadrami. This caravan had a lot of wealth and it was returning to Makkah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Abdullah bin Jahash radiallahu anhu with a great task, with 8 Satis in the initial stages. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a letter and said to Abdullah bin Jahash radiallahu anhu, on the way, after 3 days you read this letter. And then you offer your companions. Who wants to sacrifice his life for Allah's deen should continue joining you. And whoever wants to come back, allow him to return and do not force him. When Abdullah bin Jahsh radiallahu anhu finally then opened the letter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and read it to his companions and then gave them the option, they all said, no, we will sacrifice for Allah's deen. We are ready to go with you. We are not prepared to return. And they carried out what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked of them. And then they conquered this caravan. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was then upset because the instructions was not completely abided by. Then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't speak to them, including the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Then Quran reveals in their regard where Allah Ta'ala liberates their position and speaks of their excuse for the way they handled the situation. Quran speaks of it. Among this group of 8 is none other than Utbah bin Ghazwan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So throughout the stages of sacrifices, Battle of Badr, he participated. In Uhud, he participated. In great expeditions, he strove in Allah Ta'ala's path. And he strove for Allah Ta'ala's sake. And he strove for Allah Ta'ala's deen. When Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then arrived in Medina Munawwara, he made a pact of brotherhood between Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So who was made Utbah bin Ghazwan's brother? A great Sahabi by the name of Abu Dujana radiallahu anhumah. So both of them were made brothers by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was to create that unity and that muhabbat in the ummah of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And great sacrifices were given by the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Utbah radiallahu anhu says, I was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We were seven of us. لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُنِي سَابِعَ سَبْعَ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَا لَنَا طَعَامٌ إِلَّا وَرَقُ الشَّجَرِ حَتَّى قَرِحَتْ أَجْدَاقُنَا. We had no food. The only food we had to partake was the leaves on the trees. To such an extent that sores would be formulated in our mouths because we had no food and because of the intake of leaves. And then they would eat the leaves and swallow it down, push it down by drinking water. This was the sacrifice of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. May Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate that deen came to us through their sacrifices. Utba radiyallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Utba radiyallahu anhu, is one of those Sahaba who became a great means of Islam coming into Persia and strengthening Islam there. He was under Sa'ad radiyallahu anhu when great sacrifices were made in the lands of Persia. And afterwards, there were challenges that faced the Muslims. That there was a city in Persia called Ubulla. This is not far from Basra. And this city was actually reinforcing the Persian army. Whenever they were being defeated and Muslims were conquering, reinforcements came from here. So that was a great worry for Umar radiallahu anhu. He spent his night in worry. Who should he send? What should be done regarding this area? And our men are not so many. So Umar radiallahu anhu would choose few people, and that would replace the abundance of numbers. He goes into his bedding, and then he says, that yes, yes, I have him. I know who I will send. He said to his sahabi, Badr, Uhud, Khandaq, and all the likes know him. Yamama knows him. He's never failed. He's always fulfilled. He made both the hijras, and he is among the early Muslims. He embraced Islam, the seventh to embrace Islam on the face of the earth. As soon as morning came about, so Umar radiallahu anhu made dua, he asked Allah's guidance, he turned to Allah, and then he says to them, call for me Utba bin Ghazwan. He then prepares the banner for Utba radiallahu anhu and sends him with 300 and some odd, like the Badri Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and he promises to keep on sending reinforcements for Utba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then he instructs Utba radiallahu anhu with amazing advices. He says, when you get there, give da'wah to Allah. Whoever responds, accept that person as your brother. And he refuses the da'wah, he must pay the jizya with humility and humbleness. Otherwise you strive in Allah's way without any fear and forbearance. And then Umar radiallahu anhu gave sterling advices. Fear Allah, O Utba. اتق الله يا عتبة فيما وليت. Fear Allah Ta'ala in this that you have now been appointed as an Amir, that everyone will listen to you, your companions will listen to you. Allah has given you this position. And then Umar radiallahu anhu teaches how to handle a position that Allah gives you. وَإِيَّاكَ أَن تُنَازِعَكَ نَفْسُكَ إِلَىٰ كِبْرٍ يُفْسِدُ عَلَيْكَ آخِرَتَكَ. Really read this in Hayat al-Sahaba, my respected listeners. The advices of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Umar radiallahu anhu advises him, be careful. Be careful of ever letting your nafs, your desires, control you or entice you towards arrogance, because that would destroy your akhirah. Really, my respected listeners, this is a lesson that we all need to learn. That when we hold a certain position, never misuse that position. No matter whatever the position may be, a person holds a position of authority, always keep that position with the consciousness of Allah, that my position must not be utilized for my whims and fancies. Even if it is a position of deen, one may be a teacher. How does he treat his students? Is his punishment for the student for the reformation of that student, or is it to take out his anger on that student? Where our position is in dunya, what is our treatment of those under us? Allah made it that you are sitting on the one side of the table and he is sitting on the other. Who knows, tomorrow or someday the tables might change, the tables might turn, the chairs might change. Umar radiallahu anhu says, never let your nafs entice you towards pride, because that would destroy your akhirah. وَإِيَّاكَ أَن تُنَازِعَكَ نَفْسُكَ إلى كبر يفسد عليك آخرتك. And then he says, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّكَ صَحِبْتَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And remember, you are a sahabi of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. You accompanied Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَأَعَزَّكَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْدَ الذِّلَّةِ وَقُوَّاكَ بِهِ بَعْدَ الضَّعْفِ. Allah honored you through Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and through Islam after our disgraceful situation before him. And Allah strengthened you with Islam after we were very, very weak. حَتَّى سِرْتَ أَمِيرًا مُسَلَّطًا. That now you have reached a position that you are a ruler who has been given power by Allah. وَقَائِدًا. You are a commander, مُطَاعًا. Where your satis obey you, listen to you. تَقُولُ فَيُسْمَعُ مِنْكُ. Whatever you say, those around you would listen to you. وَتَأْمُرُ فَيُطَاعُ أَمْرُكَ. And if you give an instruction, they would abide and listen to you. فَيَا لَهَا مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ. What a blessing. What a blessing is position if utilized correctly. إِذَا هِيَ لَمْ تُبْطِرْكَ وَتَخْدَعْكَ وَتَهْوِ بِكَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمْ أَعَاذَكَ اللَّهُ وَأَعَاذَنِي مِنْهَا. What a blessing as long as it does not make you haughty and proud. What a position, what a ni'mat, as long as you use this ni'mat for Allah's sake, with the consciousness of Allah. And if it makes you proud and haughty, that this position belongs to you, or it is your right, or you reached it through your own know-how and capability, then it means that you are arrogant, and now it has beguiled you, and that position will drop you straight into Jahannam. May Allah save you and save me from Jahannam. This was the advices Umar radiallahu anhu gives. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The advices carry on. And then he says, احتفظ من النعمة احتفاظك من المعصية. Allahu Akbar. He says that this position Allah has given you, this position of authority, be careful, be cautious, that it must not take you to pride and arrogance. Just like you are cautious of staying away from sins, be cautious in positions of authority. Allahu Akbar. Read this in Hayatul Sahaba radiallahu anhum. وَلَهِيَ أَحْوَجُ عِنْدِي عَلَيْكَ أَن تَسْتَدْرِجِكَ وَتَخْدَعَكَ. He says this actually very, very easily can gradually beguile a person and throw him into hellfire, because seldomly does one realize the danger of this when one is in it, because pride gets to a person's head. Like our ulama mentioned so beautifully, that two limbs protrude. One is the stomach because of the intake of the mouth, and the other is the head because of the intake of the ear. Where a person starts or he enjoys hearing praises of himself, and he forgets who gave him those positions, who gave him those blessings, and now he becomes proud and haughty, and this becomes destruction. Then Umar radiallahu anhu says, إِنَّ النَّاسَ أَسْرَعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ حِينَ رُفِعَتْ لَهُمُ الدُّنْيَا فَأَرَادُوهَا فَأَرِدِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُرِدِ الدُّنْيَا. That be like those who rush to Allah's pleasure. When dunya was given to them, and others, when dunya was given to them, they made dunya their goal. You must seek Allah's pleasure with this position Allah gave you, and never aspire for dunya. And fear Allah, and be careful of the outcome of those who are zalimeen. Marvelous, marvelous. What advices of Sahaba, what advices of Umar radiallahu anhu, read it in the Hayat al-Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Alhamdulillah, as they proceed in Allah ta'ala's way, under Utbah radiallahu anhu's leadership, striving in Allah ta'ala's way, with them were five women, Sahabiyat radiallahu anhun, and with them was the wife of Utbah bin Ghazwan radiallahu anhu. Her name was Azda bint al-Harith ibn Kalda, and also the sister of Utbah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And as they get to another region, before they got to Ubulla actually, they had nothing to eat, and their hunger was really intense. So Utbah radiallahu anhu says to his companions, let's look at this search, if there's something for us to eat. And then are they looking in the wilderness for something just for them to ease their excruciating hunger. And there's an amazing incident in this regard. He says, as we were searching for something to eat, we then entered a thick jungle. And in this thicket of trees, we find two huge baskets, zimbilan. In one was dates, and in the other was some tiny small seeds covered with yellow kinds of peels. We took the two drums or big baskets, we brought it close to our companions, and now we're looking at these two big baskets. The one had the dates, so we actually could partake of it, but then we looked at the other and we said, this must be some poison, you know, kept there as a trap by the enemy, so let's not partake of it. So we started eating the dates, but in this, while still thinking of something to eat, one of the horses had loosened or somehow loosened its reins, or its halts, and now it approached this big basket or drum of seeds and started partaking of it. We rushed towards the horse to slaughter it, to eat it for necessity. But then the owner said, please leave it. I'll guard it tonight, and if I find that it's nearing its death, that means that that was poison. So the next day, the whole night, he waited and he watched it. And the next day we find the horse to be perfect. So Utbah radiallahu anhu says, my sister then said, and I heard my father say, that if you boil poison, the effect of it will be removed, because it was boiled and cooked. So probably the effect will remove. So she took some of those seeds, put it into a pot, and she heated the fire, and it started cooking. And as it's cooking, she's admiring how the peels are falling off, and these beautiful small particles are coming out of there. And then we put it onto a big plate, a jafna. A jafna is a big plate, and we started eating. So Utbah says to them, take Allah Ta'ala's name and eat. And then we partook of this, and it was very tasty. It was only later that we found out that what we had eaten was actually rice. Allahu Akbar. Look at the simplicity of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. How humble, how simple. And it was on this occasion these Sahaba got to know about what was rice. Allah give us tawfiq. How often do we eat rice? Do we appreciate Allah Ta'ala's blessings, Allah Ta'ala's favors? That Sahaba made so much of sacrifices for deen to reach us, my respected listeners. Really. And then the Sahaba radiallahu anhum continued their sacrifices, continued their journey. Sahaba radiallahu anhum continued until they reached the city called Ubullah. Allah instilled so much of fear in them that Utbah radiallahu anhum reached Ubullah, he went then back to the camp, and Allah put fear in them that they actually started leaving their city, taking whatever little bit goods they had. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, it comes in the report of Tabari, that as the Sahaba radiallahu anhum went and were going to face the people of Ubullah, they said to the Muslims, so the Sahaba radiallahu anhum are saying to them, what do you all want? You all want us to cross the waters to you, or you all must come to us? They said, no, you all come to us. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum started crossing, and as the Sahaba were making takbir radiallahu anhum, the animals started collapsing with them, to such an extent that the report suggests that even their heads were falling off their necks, just miraculously, without anyone striking. Salama bin Fulan radiallahu anhu said, I participated in the victory of Ubullah, to such an extent that I found this copper, and when I looked at it, it turned into gold. And so much of gold we received like this, more than 80 mithqals of gold. To such an extent, he says, that the money that I have up to today, so much of it is my capital, actually came from that gold that I received on that occasion. And then Umar radiallahu anhu asked that this is supposed to be booty, but when we explained the incident to him, how it from copper changed into gold, he understood from there and gave it to us. Khalid bin Umayr says, I was with Utbah bin Ghazwan radiallahu anhu in this victory of Ubullah. One interesting thing happened again, was we found one boat full of jawzan. Jawz is a nut called badam. a boat full of badam. So one of us said, what are these small kinds of stones? And then we looked at it, we peeled it, and we found it to be very, very tasty. It was badam. So Allah Ta'ala gave them some interesting incidents, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, as they strove. This area, Ubulla, is a famous area in Islamic history, where many, many ulama came from there. So we will find with their names the reference Shayban bin Farrukh al-Ubulli, for example. Hafs ibn Umar ibn Ismail al-Ubulli, rahimahumullah ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate Sahaba radiallahu anhum's efforts, without which, what would be our condition? Radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So Ubulla was conquered, and areas around this region was conquered under Utba radiallahu anhu. To such an extent that there was so much of booty beyond expectations. Even when reports were given to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar radiallahu anhu in Medina, and Muslims were asking, how is everything in Ubulla? The Muslims who were there would say that, what are you asking? People are weighing gold and silver in abundance. There's so much of blessings. And then others also started coming to this region. Utba radiallahu anhu saw his men to actually be very victorious, and he worried. His worry was they mustn't get too accustomed to luxury and to the character of the people of the land. So he would always encourage his companions to impress others towards Islam and remain firm on the akhlaq of a Muslim, and remain firm and simple. He then asked Umar radiallahu anhu's permission, allow me to structure another city in a beautiful region. And he described it, and because of a certain kind of rock that was there, it was called Al-Basra. He described the region to Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu wrote to him, guiding him with plans on how to structure the city Basra, which was structured by Utba radiallahu anhu and initiated by Umar radiallahu anhu and Utba radiallahu anhu under Umar radiallahu anhu's guidance. And as Utba radiallahu anhu structured and sketched out this new city, Basra, and then with it was Kufa. But as they were structuring this beautiful new city of Islam, where shirk never ever took place before, this was in the Persian regions, but these were cities initiated by the Muslims. The first establishment in the city was the huge Jami' Masjid, the huge masjid of Basra. And why does one have to be astonished for the masjid to be first? Because Sahaba radiallahu anhum would strive in Allah's way because of the masjid, to uplift masjid, to raise masajid. Allah give us tawfiq, Allah give us tawfiq to connect ourselves to masjid, that wherever we go, we must attend the masjid. Wherever we go, establish masajid. Wherever we go, be part and parcel of masjid. Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the nur of the heavens and the earth. And Allah gives nur to the heavens and the earth. And the parable of Allah's nur is given. And the parable of the nur of the mu'min is given in this verse. Then the question comes about, where will we find this nur of Allah? How do we enlighten our lives with Allah's nur? Allah then tells us in these verses, فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ. You want to find Allah's nur? فِي بُيُوتٍ, in the houses of Allah. That Allah has instructed you to construct and establish and respect in those houses of Allah, you will find the nur of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq to be connected to masajid like Utba radiallahu anhu and the galaxy of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Anyway, Utba radiallahu anhu established these cities, and he found the luxury that people were actually living, and what luxurious food and delicacies that was becoming part and parcel of people's lives. He worried about them, and he worried for himself. He worried about dunya overpowering and overcoming, and he worried about this short-lived life taking priority over the everlasting life of the akhirah. He would gather the people in the masjid of Kufa, and he would render advices to them. On one occasion he said so beautifully, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا قَدْ آذَنَتْ بِالْإِنْقِضَاءِ وَأَنْتُمْ مُنْتَقِلُونَ عَنْهَا إِلَى دَارٍ لَا زَوَالَ فِيهَا فَانْتَقِلُوا إِلَيْهَا بِخَيْرِ أَعْمَالِكُمْ. O people, dunya has announced its departure. Dunya has announced its departure. You are leaving this world to another, a world that will never come to an end. Leave this world with good deeds. Increase in good deeds and don't accumulate this world. Increase in neki and don't increase in luxury. He says, and then he gives a report. I remember myself with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We were seven of us. We had no food to eat. وَمَا لَنَا طَعَامٌ غَيْرُ وَرَقِ الشَّجَرِ حَتَّى قَرِحَتْ مِنْهُ أَجْدَاقُنَا. We had no food to eat. To such an extent that blisters would formulate in our mouths. He says, I remember I had one shawl, no other clothes. Myself and Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu shared that shawl. I tore it in half. I used half as my lower garment to cover my aura, and Sa'ad radiallahu anhu used half to cover his aura. He says, look at us today. Allah has made us governors and rulers of regions. He says, I seek Allah's protection. I ask Allah to save us from thinking we are great in our own selves, but being small in Allah's eyes. I seek Allah's protection from such a situation. Look at Sahaba radiallahu anhu. They always had this worry that Allah save us from this, that we think big of ourselves, but we're nothing before you. Wahwa, wahwa. Yeah, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, this worry that Allah must be happy remained in them till they last, till they last. They did everything, but considered themselves that we did nothing. They were so great, but they thought nothing of themselves. This is what made them so great, so great. Allah forgive us, we do nothing, and we think so much of ourselves. And that's why ulama say so beautifully, whatever we accomplish or fulfill or do, attribute to Allah, make nisbat of it to Allah. That Allah, you gave us tawfiq to do. Allah, we didn't do on our own. Allah, you gave us tawfiq to do. And then make istighfar, seek Allah's forgiveness, that, oh Allah, we can never do it in the manner that you deserve. Allah, you please forgive us. And you give us tawfiq to do more, Allah. Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Muhammad Sima Rahmatullah Alayhi would very often say that Allah has so many perfect qualities, pure qualities. But there's one quality that when you present that quality to Allah, Allah loves you so much that Allah will give you. Allah has every quality, but there's one quality that Allah loves in you, O Banda of Allah. So we were amazed. What is Hazrat to say? That there's something that Allah wants from us, that is ages and inkisari, that qualities of humility and humbleness, where the banda thinks everything of his Allah and he thinks nothing of himself, like the glorious Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Sahabi, what is Sahabi radiallahu anhu? He sketched and drew the entire map and the entire plans for Basra, the masjid, everything around the masjid, how the city would be structured. But he didn't do a sketch, he didn't draw a plan for his own house. He didn't do anything for himself. His was for Allah. His was for Allah. To such an extent, when he saw people's involvement in the dunya, his reports in Muslim Sharif, how he advised, so beautiful. فَإِنَّ الدُّنْيَا قَدْ آدَنَتْ بِصُرْمٍ وَوَلَّتْ حَذَّاءٍ وَلَمْ يَبْقَ مِنْهَا إِلَّا صُبَابَةٌ كَصُبَابَةِ الْإِنَا يَتَصَابُهَا صَاحِبُهَا. He says, dunya is departing. It's turning away, running away swiftly. Very little of it is left, like that little remnants in a container that someone tries to lick out and take out. And then he reminds the people of Jahannam that when the stone of Jahannam is thrown, it falls for 70 years without finding the depth and the pit of hell. He says, definitely Jahannam will get filled. He says, the doors of Jannat are so huge, a time will come where it will be filled. And then he speaks of the report of Sahaba sacrifices. Radiallahu ta'ala. And then when he saw people's involvement in the world, he returned to Medina Munawwara. And he said to Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar radiallahu anhu, I'm not going back. Involvement of dunya is too much. People are involved in dunya. I'm not going back. Umar radiallahu anhu says, you have to go. Umar radiallahu anhu's instruction. So he gave the car guzari, and now he's returning, but he's asking Allah, Allah, I don't want to go back to dunya. Allahumma la turuddani ilayha. Allahumma la turuddani ilayha. Allah made it that he fell off his conveyance, and he became shaheed, and he passed away. He was
He passed away in the year 17 Hijri. He was approximately 50 somewhat, almost 60 years old, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was leaving Makkah Mukarramah on his way to Basra. And he was in a place called Ma'danu Bani Sulaym, where Utbah radiallahu anhu passed away. He was a very, very handsome sahabi. Kana rajulan tawilan, or other reports says tuwalan jamilan, he was tall. Tawil means tall. Tuwal, in other reports, very tall. Tawil and then tuwal, jamilan, very handsome. Wasim, very, very handsome. And he was an archer, a master in archery, radiallahu ta'ala. Quite a few ahadith he narrated, and such beautiful khutbahs are recorded from the sahabi radiallahu anhu. One interesting hadith comes in Tabrani and Hakim. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the Quraysh, is there anyone amongst you who is not of you? Hal fikum ahadum min ghayrikum? They said, ya, our sister's son, Utbah bin Ghazwan. Allah's Nabi said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your sister's son is part of you. Inna ibna ukhti al-qawmi minhum, inna ibna ukhti al-qawmi minhum, wa halif al-qawmi minhum. Allah's Nabi said, your sister's child is part of you. We learn a very, very wonderful lesson here, that sometimes we take in our brother's children, but our sister's children, we don't take them in wholeheartedly, because we feel they're someone else's. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. We shouldn't show this injustice. We shouldn't look down upon them. And sometimes also, our son's children, we show them lot of love or more love. Our daughter's children, we sometimes treat them as outcast. Allah Ta'ala says, not always, just certain times it could happen. Sometimes we readily give our sons something, but we don't want to give our daughters. Allah forgive us. Who gives us the right to be unjust? Don't we consider our daughter's feelings? What we feel, shaitan tricks us. No, it's going into another man's home. But this is your daughter. She's your child. Islam says, be just, be fair. Give them. Make them happy. Allah will bless you. How do we give one child? Where do we have the heart to give one child and not give the other? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. You gave your daughter in that home. Your daughter will be happy. Allah give us tawfiq to practice the beautiful teachings of deen portrayed by the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, studied and learned by the Sahaba radiallahu anhum from the Mubarak lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Sahaba radiallahu anhum passed it on so that beautiful pure deen reached us. Allah give us tawfiq to emulate and love and respect the glorious Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.